Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Anhogas Adam Baboker. We're beginning with Simen Aleph. Sif Aleph, Yisgaber Ko'ari. One should be as strong as a lion to overcome and prevail. La'amod Baboker, to rise in the morning. La'avodas Boro, for the service of his Creator. She'ehu Me'or HaShochar, he should awake in the morning, a pre-dawn awakening. Note in Os Aleph, the Mishneh Berurah says, he brings from the Pasuk that a person was created for Avodas Boro. And he says a person should wake up. He should be Yisgaber Kari, even if the Yetzahara comes with a tine in the winter. How can you wake up? It's too cold. Or he comes with a tine in the summer. He didn't get enough sleep. Still, he should overcome him. And he should consider if he would have to get up to serve before a mortal king, he would be very quick and careful to do so. Certainly, Kal v'chomer ben beno shel Kal v'chomer, before the King of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In those days, the Mishneh Berurah brings a sod from the Shlah that one should join day and night with Torah or Tefillah, that's both in the morning and evening. And when a person wakes up and doesn't want to continue sleeping, he should wash his hands while he is lying down. And kol shekin, he shouldn't walk 4 amos without Netilas Yadayim, and one should be very careful about this. And Zohar HaKadosh, he goes far, Lagabe the Onish, for somebody who keeps upon himself a Ruach HaTumah. But still, Chalila, one should not be over any Isser, because of a Chisaron of Netilas Yadayim. For example, one should not wash his hands if he has to go to the bathroom, or one should not take somebody else's water unless he can replace it immediately.